You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's never good to be 0-2. No one likes to lose, or at least I don't like to lose. So the energy, of course, is, you know, coming off the field is a little low. But at the end of the day, you gotta keep. You can't get discouraged. It's a long year. This organization been since I've been here. We went and started 0-4, I think 18. But it's a new year, so we don't want to start 0-2. But hey, that's where we are. We got a 24 hour rule. Learn from these mistakes. Guys, get healthy, rest your body, and let's get ready for Pittsburgh.
So, yeah, I mean, we knew what was going to happen, right? I mean, we knew this. This was going to happen, period. So, we're okay. It's all right.
As far as what the season can be, these are expected. We can talk about what appears to be the same issues plaguing your star quarterback. But as far as the season as a whole, this is what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. They weren't going to beat these two teams.
No.
They're not as good as these two teams.
That's
the Super Bowl champs and the
team who won 14 games last year. It would have felt better if Deshaun was going toe for toe with these two quarterbacks and these two teams. And then you could just say, okay, we're just not good enough and we lost. But you weren't even competitive. And these two are looking for something. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Wait till Joel comes in here.
Did you spill something,
so
Lance?
So all under Lance's under his chair, it's all black. It looks like he crushed an Oreo cookie. Ooh. Okay?
It's not me, though.
But, yeah, I think it is you.
How can it be me?
It's all wet, and it's just on your side. I have nothing over here.
What did you do?
Charlie's side is clean. Joel's side looks like you were eating Oreo cookies.
What is this?
It's dirt. It's filth and flarn.
You brought in dirt from the outside.
Dirt. Ooh, he's licking it. He just smelled it.
I think he smelled it.
He kind of licked it or something. It might be poo.
I don't know what it is.
He just brought it up to your face. It might be COVID. I don't know.
It's over there, too.
I don't know.
What'd you do, Lance?
What did you do?
Are you sure Bill O'Brien can't get fired this year?
By who?
Keep telling me it's impossible. He could lose 16 games and not get fired.
So I was looking. In 2018, he signed the extension for 5 years. So it was – so he's – but that was an extension on top of his contract. Bill O'Brien is here, bruh. Because not only do you have to pay head coach, but you have to pay general manager as well. Mm. Now, Jack might do it for what he's making now. Jack, you just move into the general manager job, and we're going to find a coach.
God bless.
Cal just ain't throwing money around like that.
It just feels
gotta
like
pay off happen. Bill O'Brien. I mean, you ain't doing that.
It legitimately feels like we're trapped. It's like it feels just like COVID. You know how you just feel like you can't go anywhere or do anything because of COVID? Maybe it's not as bad for some people now. For some people, it still feels the same. Like, it just feels like you're trapped. But with, honestly, that's what it feels like. The Texans right now feel like we're in quarantine. We're safe. And right now, you're not feeling the effects of it yet. You know, it's like the early days of quarantine. Well, we didn't have high cases in Houston. We were quarantined. We were safe. We weren't seeing a number spike. We were low. That's kind of like winning the division championships. But it starts to drive you crazy. You feel like, man, I'm trapped. Our life is fundamentally changing. This is never going to be good. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
No, it feels like we're in a big Bill O'Brien quarantine.
Right. So let's see. In 2018, he signed a 4-year extension. I think he's here.
You sure wasn't new
it
money?
Runs through 2022. Extended 4 years with both deals running through 2022.
That would be 2 years.
He's got this year, next year, and the year after.
Does it say how much money?
No.
It doesn't. But one site had him making $5 million a year as head coach. $5 million a year.
You think he got more money?
I don't know if he got more money as a general. I don't know.
He's doing two jobs.
Yeah. Well, but Cal might have said, well, you suck at coaching, so.
No, but he's better at the coaching than he is at the general manager stuff.
I'm watching the Atlanta onside kick again. How dumb is your team? How dumb is your team? 906 ESPN 97. So Bill's here. Hey, you think Cal's paying him off for two more years, plus paying a general manager, plus paying another coach? No, we ain't doing that around here. Bill's here. Bill's here, thank God, through 2022 at least.
I'm glad there's stability with the franchise.
Yes. Okay, look at the Steelers. How many coaches have the Steelers had? Three?
Oh, my God, like three ever.
Ever.
Mike Tomlin, Chuck Knoll, and Bill
Cowher.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's been a fourth.
And I think a lot of people around the league call the Texans the Steelers of the South.
That's who calls us the Steelers of the South?
We are.
A lot of people.
Oh,
no. Very good people.
Deep Steel Blue. What, do you think that's a coincidence?
Mm-hmm. Deep State?
No. Deep Steel.
Steel.
Oh, I was seeing if you were trying to QAnon on me here.
No.
Steelers of the South.
Mm-hmm. All right. So just that.
Classic uniforms that won't be touched.
Nope.
Just like
small
Steelers.
Small iterations to change it up, just like the Steelers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. History of winning the division.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that's all they do.
How many coaches in Texans history?
Three.
Thank you, Steelers of the South. And guess who they play in a matchup of one of the famed organizations all of pro football, the Steelers. I think people talk about both histories.
Do both teams have a Watt?
Two of the historic
franchises. Do both teams have a Watt, brother?
They do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Starting to come together.
Are you going
to
argue with me on the Steelers of the South thing?
No.
Thank you.
Maybe you can see, he can sing Steelers of the South.
Songs of the South, definitely.
Steelers. Come on. Make up a song.
No, it's going to end Steelers, up on the. It's going to end up as a single.
Steelers.
We're not doing a download.
We are the Steelers of the South.
Steelers of the South. We are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball. First down. Pass the ball. First down. Look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner. Hang a banner. Steelers of the South. Houston Texans. Steelers of the South. First. That's a Texans. First down. Bum, bum, bum.
There you go. See,
there it is.
That'll be the song we play to get hyped for the game.
Guess what? New album out. He's got a new album.
Called Steelers of the South.
Steelers of the South.
That's right.
Okay.
And we're ready to rock. Ready to roll. All I know is better get your bowl. Fill it with chips and watch this game. But I know you better shut your mouth. We're coming to town. We're the Steelers of the South.
What about that? That can fit on the...
See? You poo-pooed my thought. Now it's sick.
Right. Now I do realize it's Steelers of the South.
I'm a Steelers of the South.
Go ahead. I'm just playing music. I didn't sing. Houston, Texas, Steelers of the South. And 2-4-2. Here we come. Extension. Will Fuller. Bill O'Brien sucks.
That can't be part of the song. That song took a dark turn.
Wait a minute. That went from Steelers of the South to Bill O'Brien sucks.
Because I'm getting mad thinking about all this
you suck
corny too. Ass stuff that this team does.
Hey, you suck
this
too.
This team is just so...
Not one person yelled at Bill O'Brien yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I got a feeling.
It's such a milquetoast organization, man. Even Deshaun Watson gets here and he's just like throwing the ball at people's feet on the move. Everything cool gets turned into mush.
Yeah, Deshaun's not even cool anymore.
I know, right?
He used to be the cool one.
Yeah.
He used to be like the hot it quarterback until he ran up against Lamar, and then Lamar ruined him. And now it's like, here comes Kyler Murray. Here comes Josh Allen with wins.
Like Pat Mahomes and that West Texas, whatever, however he sounds. Like, Pat Mahomes cooler than Deshaun now?
I know.
What? Yeah. Pat Mahomes is way cooler than Deshaun.
I know. That's the problem.
Kyler Murray's cooler.
Well, he's a little guy running around. That's always
Josh
fun.
Josh Allen might be cooler.
No.
Mm-hmm. The way he threw a football yesterday was cooler.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. You know, it's going to be... can you believe he almost threw two interceptions at the end of that game? They kept throwing the ball. It was stupid. Charles Davis kept like, what are they doing? And they chunked another, and then he threw another one, and it went for a touchdown. And then they thought they had a cover, and then they didn't, because Fitzpatrick is
the play gamer. Before Xavier Howard
should have been
paid a lot of money, should have picked him off and gave the Dolphins a chance to win.
I
and
was
he missed
just
it.
Curious about that game. You had Steelers of the South, man. Hmm. Let's get Will in here. What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show, long-time listener. So I guess I'll just kind of add on to y'all's ramble about how I'm sure a majority of Houstonians are feeling today about the Texans. So, you know, I'm a season ticket holder. I've actually deferred my option for this year, and I think that's looking quite wise right now on my part. But I think we all knew we were going to be 0-2, you know, up against, you know, the two, I think, class of the AFC, the teams, the Chiefs, of course, the Ravens. Next week, we're up in Pittsburgh, and obviously that's a championship organization. So I imagine we're probably going to be 0-3 when we come back home for the Vikings. And then, frankly, that game's probably going to be a toss-up. But really the question I have for y'all guys is, I mean, where do we go from here? Because I kind of agree. I think Watson's kind of lost a little bit of his cachet, whereas in, you know, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, you know, at least publicly, seem to be the more appealing figures, right? And I guess one statistic that I saw today that really just chapped my ass, the best way to put it, was I guess DeAndre Hopkins has 22 catches for 200-plus yards, and, he, you know, single-handedly, he has already outperformed our entire receiving core, and just want to get y'all's thoughts on that. I just don't know where we go from here.
I don't have an answer for you. I don't know either. I mean, you know, that's okay. I take that back. You got your butts kicked by the two best teams in the AFC. You could definitely win the next two games. You can definitely go in and beat Kansas City, and you will be a favorite by maybe a touchdown against Minnesota based on how they've looked. So, and then it's 2-2, and then we're saying different things.
Yeah. No. This again, it's the hardest start to a season in 50 years.
I'll say this. Jacksonville is a frisky-ass team. I don't know that I can just chalk that up as a W.
How about
that? They took it, too. They had Tennessee on the ropes. They beat the Colts. The Colts whacked the Vikings. I'm not sure who the best. I think Tennessee is the best team in the division.
How about, but Minshew? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Making play after he's making it with his legs. He's throwing. He's with no DJ Chark. And I mean, he's got a. It's unbelievable what that dude is doing right now. He's willing that. I mean, and they were down.
Mm-hmm.
They were down in both of those games and just came back and kicked ass. Holy crap. It is unbelievable that the Jags are playing the way they are. No, that was an automatic win. Ain't no more.
Mm-hmm.
914 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Blackland. Let's get a little whiskey in here.
Blackland Distillery. Marcus was in town just the other day, and he was talking to Derek over at Riel, and I think Riel's going to start carrying all the Blackland spirits. And as a matter of fact, you're going to be able to find them at a lot of different liquor stores here in the Houston area very shortly. So if you haven't found them, make sure you look for it. I'm going to tell you my two favorite: the vodka and the bourbon. The bourbon is fantastic, and you have an opportunity. The flavor profile in the bourbon is something that's very unique, and one of the reasons is because Marcus, who is a distiller, also has he's a certified sommelier, and he also went to culinary school. So he has the ability to recognize flavor profiles, to put them together, and that's one of the reasons you have such a rare flavor profile for such a young bourbon, and it's one of the best in Texas. You're going to absolutely love it. If you love vodka drinks, this is a great sipping vodka. It is a smooth vodka with a nice sweetness on the very back end. It's not something that's overly harsh at all, and it also makes for great cocktails. Trust me, I know that one for a fact. Go to blacklanddistillery.com. Check it out. If you're going to be in the Fort Worth area, they'd love to have you in for a tasting, and you can check out all the great cocktails they make over there. But they are a grain-to-glass Texas distillery, and they would love for you to check out one of their spirits, blacklanddistillery.com.
Steelers of the South, we are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball, first down, run the ball, first down, pass the ball, first down. Look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner, Steelers of the South. Houston Texans, Steelers of the South. First, that's a Texans, first down, bum, bum.
When Dell's motivated, he can turn stuff around quick, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
He hit you last week. What did you say or what did you do when he flipped around real quick?
I didn't say anything. I never say anything Dell turns around. I never give him fodder.
There are some things he says where I'm like, I can flip that around, but it wouldn't be good for us or the show. Like,
no,
the
you had something last
or
week
my
that
career.
You,
yeah. I forgot. There a lot of things I could flip like... Yeah.
Last week you had something that you were playing immediately.
I got
after the break.
I don't remember. There's so much he does. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, we got a new album out though. That's good.
I mean, is it a new album? Are we just going to throw that on the song?
Well, it's certainly.
It is South talk though.
It is South. There's a lot of South in it.
Yeah.
Well, Lance is just about the South.
Well, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. That's all. 713-780-3776. We've had a lot of positive calls this morning about our Houston Texans. How about...
Have we?
Are we, though? Are we having those? Are we, though? How about Anthony Davis? What about that shot to win it? And, oh, by the way, how about Boston coming back and winning the game, Dale?
I didn't see a minute of it.
You didn't watch it?
It was at the same time as the Miami-Louisville game. I didnn't see a minute of it.
Oh.
I was like, we're up 2-0. We'll take an L. Okay.
But what else?
Whatever. Whatever. I'm sure they'll lose a game at some point. Why not be that one? So I don't know. I mean, I know Jimmy Butler after the game said it gets old, falling behind. So they were behind early again. And he actually got benched in the middle of the fourth quarter for how poorly he played. But yeah, Gordon Hayward's back. So it certainly changed the dynamic a little bit. Didn't shoot the ball that well, but it's better than playing Grant Williams. So they played him. 2-1. Unfortunately for Boston, they now have to wait 3 days before they play their next game.
Yeah.
All that momentum because the NBA didn't want to compete against the NFL tonight with Monday Night Football.
So, well, I'm not sure that that's it. I think they wanted the other schedule to catch up.
Well, who knows?
Because they would have been two games ahead.
Well, unlike usual where they scheduled these things out completely, they only scheduled the first three games
yeah.
and decided they're going to make a decision on the fourth.
But so, you had to let the other series catch up.
I don't remember that being an issue previously. Like,
see, and if that was a short series, if they got swept and then the Lakers turned into a long series, plus you were 2 or 3 days ahead,
I understand.
It would have been
I get the logistics, but yeah. because the finals is usually in June and there's not the NFL to compete against. They usually just schedule out the conference finals beforehand. There's no, okay, it should be Monday, but we're going to stretch it till Wednesday. They don't usually do that.
Well, they usually stretch this out anyway.
That's usually 2 days in between because of travel
yeah,
and stuff.
Right.
But up until this point, the playoffs were every other day when the series was in the series.
Right.
But Monday Night Football Plus, you can't put it on a Tuesday because the other series is going on. So it got pushed till Wednesday.
Wednesday, right.
This is a weird time. I mean, we have U.S. Open in September. It's on in the middle of football Sunday. Like, it's a weird time with basketball. We're figuring out basketball games, which are usually in the summer against football. We're going to have baseball that you have to figure out, baseball World Series against football. This is a really weird time. Yeah, in a bubble.
In a bubble.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of, for some reason, I've lost all my excitement now that the Clippers are gone. I was looking forward to Clippers Lakers, and I've kind of lost my excitement there.
Well, Denver played them tough, but you know, I think this is we'll see. Once Denver goes down 3-1, it's over. Denver crushes you, so we'll see whether.
Yeah, they're waiting for it to get to 3-1.
Right, right.
What if they did that again?
Just stupid. 713-7803. Ooh, that's what we won. 1,064.
Oh man, that's good.
Yeah,
look at all those Greeks in this contest.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Greeks.
Stamatakis, Nikki Nakanikos.
Well, you got Alonzo. You got a Pappas. You got some winners. You got some winners there. But the big winners were 0-0. Thank you. Good night.
The Greeks. Your Greek side won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Not your Italian side. Your
Greek
side.
No, that's all Greek.
Your Italian side collects the money. Yeah. The Greek side won the money.
If you missed it last week, John put a bet on the
he
scores.
Had squares.
Squares, 0-0 for the Texans. And he had 0-0. You had 10-0. You had 20-10. So John made quite a killing.
Yep. Right. It pays by the second, 69 cents a second. So it turned out to be over $1,000, which I had to split with Yanni. Jerk. A-hole.
Didn't Yanni make it up by all the food he gave to you, Houston, for a game they didn't even have to play?
They didn't even go.
Yeah.
No, he had to throw the food out.
Really?
Right. Nice, Yanni. Give it to the Houston Food Bank, Yanni.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing it out.
What are their rules?
I don't know what he did with the food.
Yeah, we'll have no idea.
I have no idea. So last week, get this. Last week, the Astros played the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. We have a little pool at a little place I like to go where you pick, if you pick the exact number of runs that the Astros are going to score, you win the pot. And it carries over if nobody picks that number.
Over a week?
Over the whole week.
Okay.
So they played the Rangers and they played the Diamondbacks.
You must have picked 8 runs that they were going to score over a week.
No. I picked, over those games, I think I picked 42.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 15.
Well, yeah, so I said 8.
Right, 8 was a lot closer than I was. So that's how bad against those, that's what they're doing right now.
And they won both series, but they didn't score runs doing it.
How about that?
These are the runs. Rangers game 1, they won 4-1, lost 1-0, 1-2-1. Diamondbacks lost 6-3. Diamondbacks 1-3-2, Diamondbacks 1-3-2. Most runs they scored in the game was 4.
Four, and they were shut out, and it's unbelievable how bad it is.
And they still won 4 out of 6.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Justin Verlander. How about that? How about Chandler Rome?
Oh, my God, we didn't even talk about Chandler Rome sipping tea all Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. Wow,
this Tommy John tastes good to me.
Oh, he didn't even say, as reported in July, he didn't say that. He just goes, Justin Verlander's out for the year. He should have just retweeted.
How gangster would have been
if he retweeted his quote tweet from July.
Yeah. And then post a new story. That's what he should have done.
Or just told you. Hey, told you.
So Justin Verlander is having Tommy John surgery.
Pitched for the last time as an Astro.
Yeah, he's acting like he's coming back.
When?
I'm going to come back in his video. I didn't say with the Astros.
No, not with the Astros.
But he acts like he's coming back, like I'm going to come back, work hard, get back to where I need to be, blah, blah, blah. He's acting like he's pitching again. Why would you shut it down?
Why would
he not just shut it down?
He's going to pick up $34 million next year, not even pitching, just sitting around with Kate and the kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Let that be your vacation money and go off somewhere. $34 million vacation?
Where are you going?
Yeah. Anywhere you want.
Where are you going? To Mars?
Anywhere you want.
Where do you want to go?
Why would you try to come back and pitch again?
At 38 or whatever. For who?
My buddy Manny tweeted out, I'm not sure if he's correct, that Verlander, if this is the end, goes 0-for for World Series wins.
0-for-4 in the World Series?
No, 0-for. Just no wins in the World Series. Because he was there with Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say a couple times here. So he's gonna not ever win a World Series game.
So it
looks like
Hall of Famer.
Oh, I'm not questioning it. I'm just pointing. It's one of those things where how does that guy not find a way to win?
How will Purdue win 3 titles?
Well, he's not. That's the equivalent is Michael Jordan being in the finals and not scoring a point and still winning. That's what I'm saying. Like he's a legit Hall of Famer, and somehow, some way, it came about that he's not going to win a World Series game despite multiple opportunities. But Hall of Famer, great Astro, but looks like it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. They have to pay him all that. I talked to somebody in the organization. He said, I don't know if it's insured. If it is, then the team will probably have to pay about 25%, and the insurance company will have to pay the other 75%. But not sure what the insurance plan is on that. If that contract is insured,
it is. It is going to be insured.
Probably.
The I'm sure the Astros aren't going to have to pay any of it.
No, they have to pay 25%.
You think
that's what
for
he
sure?
Said. Yeah.
Oh, they did
said.
Say
that's,
that. Okay.
That's the norm.
Yeah, I guess it's just like having a deductible.
Yeah, that's the deductible. It was about 25%. Right.
Yeah.
But hopefully
lot better.
Maybe an insurance company. No, I ain't taking that. An insurance company's like, I ain't taking that on a 37-year-old for $35 million. No, thanks. No.
Yeah, but he hadn't had a lot of injuries. You would think somebody's taking it.
Maybe.
Because the money you're paying, not. The premium, it's worth it.
The person in the organization said,
I don't know. Will Fuller can get insured?
Hell no. You have to pay.
They're calling Lloyd's
The premium is like.
Hey, it's Bill Bryant.
Lloyd's of London, it's Bill.
They're like, why are you shouting? Yes, what can
You'd
do
have to
you?
Pay 90% of the contract as a premium.
Couple guys, I want to get insured.
Who would you like to get insured?
JJ Watt.
Who else?
Will Fuller.
Hold on 1 second. He's trying to insure Fuller again. We're not going to give him money, are we? No. Yes, COVID has closed down our office. Please stop calling about these two. Thank you. Goodbye.
You suck, too.
He yells at then everyone. They just
call him back, Jack.
Ring. Hello. Hi, this is Jack Easterby. Peace be with you.
He's Joel Osteen?
I was just wondering if we have a wide receiver we wanted to get. What's up? What's your quote? What's your rate quote on wide receivers?
Is it Larry Fitzgerald?
Who is it? Is this for DeAndre Hopkins? Is this Steve Keim? No. Who did you say again? Did you say, excuse me? Are you saying Will Fuller without using consonants? Yes, peace be with you. Yes, as I just told the screaming lunatic on the line previously, we're not insuring Will Fuller any longer.
What are they saying, Jack? What are they saying?
Shh. He's uninsurable, and so is 99. Stop calling, please. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Now queue up with another one.
Click.
Can't get insurance for those two guys?
No.
Verlander maybe. Lloyd's of London's not taking your call.
But how about the... Yeah, if he's not insured, you're paying $34 million for nothing.
Right.
You paid for nothing this year, although it was less because it was prorated. I mean, you want to talk about a bad buy, although you did get a World Series out of it. Of course, it also stained the organization for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, that wasn't Verlander's doing,
no,
though.
But it's still...
Stained for the rest of eternity.
He's right.
It's true. 9:30 ESPN 97.5. How about a little cardio?
How about CoreMed Solutions? So Dr. Burkholder's made this video that he shows people. And what it is, you know, so COVID, and there's a lot of you listening who have had COVID or know somebody who has. COVID, they found out, like a lot of different viruses, has caused myocarditis with people with hearts. Myocarditis is a condition that can actually be fatal if it's not detected. And it's not always fatal, but it can be if it's not detected and it's not treated. Now, the problem is you don't have to have been very sick to get this. Asymptomatic and mild symptom people who had COVID are turning up with myocarditis. There are plenty of people who have enlarged hearts who don't even know it, and it may be hereditary. Did you know that CoreMed Solution can give you stress tests and EKGs and echocardiograms, and they can get an exact reading on what's going on with your heart? If your heart is fine, then that's great. If your heart has an issue, they have a pediatric and adult cardiologist on staff, Dr. Burkholder, who can take care of you and get you treated. And I mean, this should be something that you do on an annual basis to make sure that your heart is healthy. If you don't do it at least once, you should be doing this. Cardio issues or heart issues are the number one cause of death right now. It's actually past cancer. And it's never been easier than with CoreMed. They charge you just $200 without insurance. And of course, they will work with your insurance. They have mobile units that can come out to your business location as well. CoreMedSolutions.com, right there on the Southwest Freeway. Check them out online and set up your appointment. CoreMedSolutions.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Emmys are catching it. They excluded Kobe from their in memoriam.
Emmys is TV.
Yeah. What did Kobe do? Did he do any TV?
No.
Has he been a producer for stuff?
He has been a producer for the Spotlight. That was his spotlight on ESPN. I don't know if that counts. It's digital.
Well, they Netflix is digital. Those things win Emmys. It's a streaming thing on.
He's not in a streaming thing though, is he? He didn't create streaming program. I just don't think they. Why? What do you mean they're catching it?
Well, they didn't include a lot of guys. Well, not a lot, but they didn't include Kelly Preston or the Nick Cordero guy who was a Broadway actor who got COVID and died. And he wasn't the only one they didn't mention.
They
didn't mention Kelly Preston?
No. Really?
Well, no.
Wow. Yeah, and you're right. I know who you're talking about who died because of COVID.
Yeah. Long fight with it. And
lost
finally,
his leg, yeah.
Finally it took him. I don't know. Kelly Preston was another one they didn't mention. Is it because she's not a TV person? She's a movie star? I don't know.
Well, she must have done some TV.
You would imagine, yeah.
Didn't she? She did your... Oh, no. Didn't she do The Boys?
No, that's not Kelly Preston. That's Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, Elizabeth Shue. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I feel for the poor Emmys. Those poor people catching it. I hate it. I hope the Emmys are canceled. I mean, not canceled. Hope nobody cancels them. I watched The Social Dilemma. It's
devastating.
Yeah, because we finished The Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John is turning into the new TV guy. Mm-hmm. Although he will just quit on shows randomly. But Social Dilemma is...
It's scary.
I watched 30 minutes, and it's terrifying to have all these people who... We're at the front lines of creating Google, creating Twitter, Instagram, and they're all like,
Facebook.
Oh, this is Facebook. They're all like, well, first of all, we created it so you'd be addicted to it. And then when we tried to do something about it, the higher-ups wouldn't.
No.
Like, they basically said, oh, no, the world, we're completely losing humanity. And once humanity is gone.
As long as we're making money.
Once humanity is gone, it's checkmate. When you watch this, I'm making my kids watch it. We're going to watch it with the kids on Tuesday. And because I want them to see it. I don't want my kids on social media.
Yeah.
I really don't. I know it's probably going to be impossible.
It might have gone a little too far. Basically, all the unrest in the United States is being blamed on social.
I feel like it's a big part of it. They planted. Do you know how many fake Black Lives Matter stuff and right-wing alt-right stuff was on Facebook for like 3 years.
It's real. What the Russian rallies. Interference in
oh, it's
our
very
it's real.
Real.
It's real.
They had fake rallies that people went to that they realized there was nothing there. There was so this has been exposed as tremendous amounts of fake hardcore left and hardcore right stuff, and now it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy starting to happen because people are so upset at things that have kind of been ghosts. They've gotten tricked by ghosts. And then, and it's kind of becoming actually what it was initially was just a minor. And it also is a megaphone to make smaller things seem huge. Like if you go to trending topics and you go down trending topics and you actually see who say they're just putting the word, they're putting the words, whatever the trending topic is, so they can be part of it. And half the time it's people who join in August of 2020. Like, this is suspicious.
Yeah.
Two followers following 16. This feels like a bot move. And if you see something that is racial in nature or divisive in nature, go see how many people on the trending topic look who just joined in late 2020. Mm-hmm. It's become very obvious if you go do the research when something is bot driven or troll driven.
Yep. No question about it.
It's really scary.
If you've got Netflix, The Social Dilemma, you should definitely watch it and have your kids watch it, like you said. And they talked about Pizzagate. I was like, I got to get Frankie on this. That how Pizzagate became a thing and how that a lot of people thought it was real. One guy was arrested. Remember, he had the gun. He was going to find the kids in the basement that were being captured, you know, that
were
being
held.
He's looking
through everything, like, right. And they're like, okay, come out with your hands up.
Yeah.
Walk backwards toward us, drop the gun. Like, what are you here for? The pedophile ring. Like, dummy.
Dude, dumbass. Stop looking on the internet.
And they didn't know what the deal was.
Right. Right. I wasn't crazy about that whole setup thing, though, with the kid and the
oh, you mean the fake movie that was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't need it, really.
No. It was interesting. I've never seen it done that way. I don't know that it did anything for you. It wanted to show you examples of how this could take place.
It's scary being real. You didn't have to fake a movie about it. But anyway, watch it. It is definitely good. It brings up a lot of great points. And, you know, maybe someday there will be some. I don't know. Maybe
how about these guys who are part of, like, there's a whole class in Stanford how to influence you, how to basically influence you to take over what you are willing to watch. Like this guy was part of it. Now he's like, Facebook is ripping apart society. Like, you were part of it.
You
were the guy at Facebook doing it.
Yeah. No, all those people were. And they were like, I thought we were doing good. And
we weren't trying to be bad. We just wanted you to use our product.
I really don't think that anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't think that.
They're all like, yeah, we wanted to keep you on our product. The one guy who had to monetize came up with advertising as the thing. And yeah, even he was president of Pinterest.
Yeah.
I was getting on Pinterest and I knew, he said, I even knew that the system was game to make you keep looking over and over. And I couldn't get off my own phone, even though I knew the algorithm that was the trick to get you keep looking. I'm sitting here doing it at my house after I'm done working. I can't get off the phone.
Right. Hey, Jack, make sure they keep talking about that social dilemma crap.
They do that algorithm thing where we're good. Yeah, I guess the algorithm didn't talk about us winning 10 in a row.
What? Couldn't understand you, Bill. Bill, I can't understand you. You're yelling too much. Did you see what Vernon Maxwell tweeted?
Fake Vernon Maxwell?
You think it's fake Vernon Maxwell?
Yes, I don't think it's really Vernon Maxwell. I want it to be. I just don't think it is.
Good morning, Houston. Have the Texans fired O'Brien yet? Hashtag make Houston clutch again.
I mean, does that sound like...
I don't know.
Did he have that same type of energy for the Rockets?
Well...
Yeah, he does, kind of.
Did the Rockets start 0-2?
What does the slogan... That saying is from his Rockets being clutch and not his... The current iteration ain't very clutch. I just wanted to know if he dropped that hashtag on them.
Yeah, I don't know. He's pretty articulate. He's witty. I would like to. I think Vernon Maxwell is witty. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that is Vernon Maxwell?
I don't know. If it is, I'm I'm proud of him.
Go read all of them. I can't say that I've spent a lot of time conversing with Vernon Maxwell. I just don't feel like that. Just feels like. The snark is just at a different... It feels like a social media director.
It's almost British Vernon Maxwell. I don't know. It just seems like it a little bit. I don't know. 713-780-3776-942. Listen, if you were smart, we told you all week, and if you were smart, you went to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you deposited money, and then you bet on the Ravens.
Oh, there you go. Negative.
I'm not
That's
negative.
That's why you're going to get a handwritten letter again.
It was a positive.
Making money is a positive.
Yeah, it's always a positive. Hey, listen. So you feel bad about your team, but you won money because you knew better. That's okay. It's okay. You can do that. And you just feel like, it was all right. That's okay. They lost the game. I feel bad. If they would have won the game, you'd have felt good. You'd been like, yeah, way to go. Now, if they lost the game and then covered and you gave the 7.5, that would suck because you've lost both ways, right? But here's the deal. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you play, you win, they pay. And you're smarter. You're smarter than taking the Texans last week against the Ravens. You're smarter than that. I trust you. I believe in you. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Whatever you deposit, they'll double it. And then you can go and play and win. And when you win, they pay. That's the most important thing about a bookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and talk about your team, the Steelers, what do you think their number is? Steelers. Texans at Steelers.
Probably 4.5.
5.
I would think it'd be like 3, but there's no way you can make it 3 based on the Texans' performance.
No. The Steelers scuffled a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're a better football team right now. Yeah. Of course, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. What, you know what? They were playing, the Texans were playing the best two teams in the league to start the season. So, you know what? After this, it's probably like they're going to be like, what if? This is easy from here on. I do believe that they're going to have a decent season. I do. I
still don't. I don't think it's going to be decent. And you know what? The Colts aren't an easy out. The Jags aren't an easy out. And the Tennessee Titans aren't an easy out. They have been in the past when you've won divisions. You've had some easy outs there. You don't have it now.
You know, I thought they were doing it.
Maybe not easy outs, but you know what I mean.
Listen, Brandon Cooks across the field on a slant and going and deep and him hitting him. You're doing more of that as opposed to just, you know, trying to run and catch 50-50 ball. This is what I thought it was going to be, was a lot more crossing patterns where these little guys can get open, and Randall Cobb did, and so did Brandon Cooks. Now Will Fuller is done for the foreseeable future.
Well, we don't know. It's a hamstring injury. It's probably only going to be 4 weeks.
4? When does he miss? He never misses just 4 weeks.
You think he ripped it off the bone?
Probably. It's Will Fuller. When was the last time he just missed 4 games?
Guarantee he'll miss a game for sure.
Oh yeah,
a hamstring means he's done for this next week.
Well, at least. When was the last time he just missed 4 games? No. So, but we're seeing a little bit more of that stuff going on. Kenny Stills was actually out there. Darren Fells, Akins is making catches. Deshaun has got, and he was under. And they, listen, here's a real issue: is the offensive line. The offensive line is a real issue because now Jason Braddock put out a picture, the one where Deshaun escaped the two guys and he was bouncing around and finally he had to throw it out of bounds when he was making unbelievable moves and making guys miss him. At the beginning of that route, I think it was Fells on a crossing pattern was open and Deshaun didn't hit him in that first window. And he was open, and Deshaun is looking at him. There were guys that were breaking free, but Deshaun just decided, well, instead of hitting a guy right away, on time, you know, in that first window, I'm going to go dance around and try to make a play, and then nobody got open. But I think it was Fells was running across the field, open.
Yeah.
And Deshaun just pulled it down like Deshaun do.
I don't think, you know, he doesn't have great field vision. He doesn't see, and he especially doesn't seem to see. He has a tendency to shift left with his eyes instead of shifting right, and probably that's because that's where D-Hop was, is the X. He was always on the left. But I've noticed that guys, over the years, guys get open in the right flat, and he just doesn't see them. I think he's so used to going left. Maybe, and I think Mike Williams is on the right that I can remember. I'm just trying to remember it dated all back, way back to college, but I know with D-Hop, he played on the left side of the field typically. He was the X over there. And I just think his vision is a little bit narrow focused, and he's starting to be, when the pressure comes, he's definitely not a slide in the pocket guy. He's an escape and make a play, which is fine. But what he hasn't developed into is a slide in the pocket, keep your eyes on your progressions. That's not what he is right now, and that's a problem. You'd like for him to get there, although the other will work too. You just need to make plays when you do that.
Right.
I mean, he had some Houdini stuff.
He did.
He had some Houdini stuff this week. What'd you think of the offensive line?
I said this is a real problem. This is the where you
This is supposed to be
this
a strength.
Is where you put your yeah. This is where you put all of your capital in the most expensive left tackle, a second round pick, a first round pick, a second round pick, and then you just extended the other guy for whatever reason this offseason. This is where you put capital and said, we're going to be solid up front. And they're not solid up front. They're just not. They couldn't run block yesterday. They couldn't protect him. He was running for his life again. It just seems like they're what the hell happened to what I thought was going to be one of their strengths? Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely. I thought they were going to be a top 10 offense, offensive line. And up to this point, I think they can run block a little bit, but the pass pro has been really disappointing. Now, they were going man on man. They were sending a lot of five-man pressures against five-man lines, and you should be able to, you know, you got to win some one-on-one battles. You have a running back in there. Did you happen to see the chip block that David Johnson had where he obliterated somebody off the edge?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. He crushed somebody on a chip block where he just went bang. I mean, got the whole flipper into him. It just obliterated an outside linebacker. I don't know if it was Bowser or who it was, but the offensive line's got to be a lot better. I thought Titus Howard was better than last week. Still needs to get a lot better. The interior, Max Sharping struggled this week. Now that was disappointing for me to see. I think Max Sharping, one of his strengths is his pass blocking, and I thought he really struggled. And then we know that, you know, we know Zach Fulton's going to struggle. Mm-hmm. We know that's going to be the case. So once again, and Kelly has got to do, he's got to do a much better job of calling plays. I mean, he's got to get Deshaun in a rhythm quickly. And Deshaun's got to play better. He's got to play better. The defense actually wasn't terrible. They weren't terrible yesterday. You've got to play better offensively. You've got to execute better if you're Watson. And the pass pro's got to get better. I mean, I know you're getting beat by two better teams, but come on, show up. How about show up and make it tough on them? New Orleans was the better team last year, and look what you did last year.
Yep.
You know, show up.
Show up.
You didn't show up.
So other games we haven't even touched on yet. Rams look pretty good.
Rams, the Eagles are such a trick.
That whole division, though, the Cowboys should have never won that game. The Falcons, Dan Quinn should be fired today for that onside kick. And letting another team come back against them. Goodness gracious. The Redskins are
Whoa.
A little bit better than we thought.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
The Washington football team.
I'm sorry. The Houston Caucasians. How does that feel? Huh? Feels like the Houston Astros back in about 1999, doesn't it?
Doesn't offend me because if you said, you know, the Houston dark meat, then I would say.
Ooh, that's. Yeah. Make that shirt.
That's what.
No. Make that t-shirt. See how that goes.
That would be offensive to me.
Caucasians doesn't hit the same as the name he said. It's not the same.
The.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. So the Washington football team came back to earth a little bit.
There you go, yeah.
The Washington football team came back to earth.
Sure, yeah.
The Giants are not good. The Cowboys are not good.
And the Eagles are not good.
Are bad. Yeah. No, they're bad.
Eagles stink. You got a West Coast team coming East Coast, and you still get played.
That's a
three
one
time
win
zones,
division.
And they still whack you in your place in front of all your virtual fans.
I mean, just terrible, pitiful. But the Rams are a pretty good football team. That division, the Cardinals are pretty good. Seattle is good.
Okay, how did this?
The
happen?
Rams are good. San Francisco is good.
Well, supposedly now they're beat up though.
Did you guys see the video of Carson Wentz went three and out, I think, and you could hear booing? Like, they didn't have – is it true they didn't have fans in the stands in Philly, and yet they pumped in boos? That can't be true.
I don't think that was what the NFL was looking for when they decided we're going to inject crowd noise.
Well, booing. We're going to be realistic about this, right? If you go three and
respect
out –
respect for them if they did pump in boos.
That is respect.
I mean, big-time respect. That would never happen here.
Did the Buccaneers redeem themselves?
Not really. Tom Brady was just... there's going to be a lot of people acting like Tom Brady's back. He went back. Tom Brady had 219 yards passing on like 36 passes. You know, I was asking my dad. My dad thinks that was a setup last week. The B.A. Tom Brady thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he thinks. He's like, I've never known him to go after any quarterbacks ever publicly. He said, not Ben, not anybody. He said, that feels like a setup.
Like he's
showing the rest of the team,
Yeah.
If I can come after this guy.
Right.
Like that Tom Brady was in on it or something. I don't know. That's just his guess.
Yeah, that's what I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just, that was for show. It might have been, but.
Yeah, here it is. Carson Wentz gets booed despite Eagles having no fans in the stadium.
So who was
one of the more interesting aspects of 2020 is the fact there are no fans in the stadiums. To counter this, broadcast have been using fake crowd noise to simulate what fans like.
Do you think the Rams were doing it just to make them feel at home?
No. So here's the audio.
The Fox broadcast.
Let's hear.
Did the boo button?
Wentz too tall for Zach Ertz, and now fourth down. Bring the punt team back on for the Eagles. Johnson out there.
That's the Fox broadcast doing that. Apparently, did you watch? Are they pumping all that 12th man noise into the stadium, or is that just on the broadcast? It was loud as... It's really like you're watching a game in Seattle with a bunch of fans. But I didn't notice a bunch of silent counts. They must not be pumping that into the stadium.
USA Today is attributing it to the stadium audio staff playing the boos.
Well, listen, let's make it realistic. If I'm him, I'm like, really? Our own team were doing this to me.
It was 21-9 at the time. You're trailing. So
it is Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make this realistic. I mean, how about the Chiefs struggling?
Does that not feel like something they would do?
Yes. No.
Philadelphia fans 100% boo that.
After losing to the Redskins, after being up 17, yeah. I think they would definitely boo.
Yeah. What about the Chiefs and the Chargers? You feel better about the Chargers and worse about the Chiefs?
The Chiefs could have a little bit of a hangover going right now. I think they just took it light. I think the Chiefs went in there thinking they would stomp the Chargers. I know they had, you know, it was just like any other Charger game, no one in the stadium. But I think they went in there thinking they'd be able to handle the Chargers and it wouldn't be too tough. Tyrod or no Tyrod, I think they went in there overconfident, and that's what happened. Because I can tell you this, it was 17-6, and before you knew it, it was 17-17. I don't know how they caught it. It was like in 3 minutes it happened. I still don't know.
Well, that long pass to Tyreek Hill.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. And the interception that Herbert threw, I mean, he's trying to make a play down the field, but it was late down the middle and picked, and it let them come back, get back in it. A rookie mistake. But Chargers actually looked pretty decent. And the Chiefs just look. You're right. This is Super Bowl hangover stuff, but they'll obviously be there. And Mahomes wasn't great. He was not great yesterday. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Lance, beat it. All right, Lance is going to beat it right now.
Don't hear any music. Don't hear any music.
Well, so are you actually leaving? Or are you going to stay?
I have to go get my podcast on with Dane. We're going to talk about his De'Aaron King, an NFL quarterback.
The answer is probably no, but as a college quarterback, he's A-OK.
Yeah.
He's
absolutely
just fine by Dell.
Yes. Compared to what's been rolling through Coral Gables the last 5-6 years, thank you. I'll take De'Aaron King.
Thanks, Cougs.
Appreciate it. And for the left tackle or the right tackle. Anybody else?
You got our picks. You got our Cougs.
Yeah. I would say if you had a kicker, but we got a kicker. We don't need your kicker.
Don't, thanks. Anything else you want, just let us know, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, we're just filling holes all over the place with Houston.
How many draft picks do you need?
Depends. How many are you willing to give up?
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.